And we talk about life and money. We were just talking about it before we prepared for the show here today. We have to take both into consideration.
Right? Absolutely. You got to tie them together, because it doesn't matter how great the financial plan is, how great the money aspect of your life is, the life part, right? Your health and your well-being is really the most important piece. So sure, you got to tie them together, and money's really a tool, right? I mean, it's designed to, in this case, as we've been talking about, have income for people in retirement. We've talked about that a lot. But we have to remember what that income can do for us, and really tie it back to our lives.
Yeah, and we even consider ourselves coaches, which we like referring to ourselves as coaches. And again, it goes beyond just a financial planner.
Yeah, and it's a coach, it's a guide, it's whatever it looks like. But we take it so seriously that we actually have a guy in our office right now that has been sitting down with some of our clients who are retirees that just are struggling with, you know, kind of how the mental side of retirement looks. Because again, it's not super easy. And this individual, Matt Hoekstra, of course, he's been on this show before, actually has his master's in psychology. So he's been able to sit down and just coach and help some people right into that retirement.
Yeah, because this can be a scary time. I remember, and I've told this story a number of times in the public forum, when I first arrived here, of course, I had no background in finances, and I was brought on to really tell everybody about what we do. And I remember having this conversation, you probably do too, and I said, what's the number one issue that people have once, you know, that we see? And you said that they're scared. And I assumed that they were scared about the financial side. They're not going to have enough money. And you said, that's really not a problem if we've done our jobs. It's this
exactly.
Other side.
Yep. If we've planned properly, that's not the scary part. The scary part is, what's my life going to look like? I mean, it's a major life change. You know, yeah. I've heard it said, you know, the two probably the scariest days in a person's life, the most dangerous days, is the day you're born and the day you retire.
Yeah.
Retirement is a major, major life change for people. And it, if done improperly, can cause a lot of problems.
So talk about the book. If you've been listening to the show, you probably heard us mention Repurposed. We're calling the series Living a Repurposed Retirement. Just give people a general idea of the book.
Yeah, in general, I mean, we published that a couple of years ago, and it's done very well. We've sold a lot of copies. A lot of people have just loved it. I've gotten a lot of feedback from the book just saying, hey, it's really changed the way that I looked at retirement, right? And some people think, well, we're a financial firm, so it's all about, you know, financial planning, et cetera, in the book, and it really isn't. There's a couple chapters that tie into that, but for the most part, it's about finding, you know, and really living a purposeful retirement.
Sure, sure. And I would say the catalyst of that book is this particular story. It's kind of the feature story in the book. Tell people about that.
Yeah, and that's why we wrote it. I can remember sitting down with you, you know, a few years back, and kind of planning for this. And this guy who we in the book we call Jim, mm-hmm. right? That's it's a real person, not a real name. But Jim had come into our offices. He was 62 years old and trying to come up with this financial plan. Can I retire at 65? Of course, 65 is that magic number at that time. He said, that's when everybody retires, right? And that was his goal. And after really punching the numbers and doing our income plan, kind of what we've been talking about in this show, the income looked really good. The planning looked good. He had he had saved well. Quite honestly, his bank account was very ready for retirement. And I gave him what I think was very surprising news at the time. I said, Jim, I said, why are you waiting until 65? If you can retire now at age 62, you should do it, right? Go for it.
The American dream.
Exactly. Why wouldn't I retire at 62 if I can?
Sure.
So he took our advice. He turned in his two-week notice almost to the day when I told him he could without giving it a lot of thought. What happened as a result of that is really why we wrote the book, and why I wrote the book, coming up with all these things that we saw that really didn't go as planned for Jim.
Hmm. And the subtitle of the book is called The Untold Story of Retirement in America. And we're going to go deeper into that shows ahead in the weeks ahead. But just briefly to touch on that untold story, what does society tell us about retirement? Again, this guy was having the perfect scenario. He could retire early. What was the issue, and why was it not what he planned on?
Yeah, I mean, society, right? If you look at any retirement brochure or watch any commercial about retirement planners, whatever it might be on TV, it's always, it appears to me as somebody that's on vacation.
Right.
Almost every time.
Right.
It's like this permanent vacation where it's happy every day and everything is just leisure and comfort. And don't get me wrong, that is part of retirement, right? Leisure and comfort. I mean, you've earned that to some extent, and you've saved money, and it's time to slow down. I just was visiting with a retiree today who said, you know, my favorite part of being retired is I don't have this schedule I have to keep all the time. Yeah. So there's a benefit there.
And we're okay with that.
And we're absolutely okay with that. And that should be part of, but it shouldn't be the focus of retirement. And I think when society talks about retirement, the story that people see is this: it's all about me, it's all about my time, whatever that is for that person. And we kind of forget that it needs to be, you know, other focused, and there needs to be some purpose in someone's life too.
And that's where Jim's story fell off the wagon. If you in chapter 5 of the book we talk about this, but when you met with him later, it was not going well.
It wasn't going well at all. Right. I mean, I met with him as part of our normal planning. We'll meet with people, you know, 3-4 times a year. So after his retirement, he came in 3 months later, and honestly, Jared, he looked like he had aged 3 years, not 3 months. So he was walking slower. He was disengaged a little bit. I mean, he really had all of these major things, and that's what the book's about. That's what we're going to be covering on the show over the next few weeks to months is, you know, what did we see, and how have we developed ways to help people get around those problems?
Yeah, and avoid those pitfalls so they can live a very purposeful, fulfilling retirement.
Yeah.
Just talk about briefly here before we wrap this up, the retirement mindset. We're going to talk extensively about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by retirement mindset is we need to have a shift in how we view retirement, right? We can't see it in the eyes of society where they say it's a permanent vacation. In fact, I think it really starts with having a mind shift changed in how we view work, right? I mean, I was just listening to the radio, one of the radio stations talks about, you know, how terrible it is to go to work and how they're going to help us get through our workday, right? Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, I think that's a very bad way to look at work. There might be bad days. I mean, you've had bad days, right?
Never here,
but no, of course not. We love what we do every day. It's just perfect. Yeah. But I think everybody gets that. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's life. It's not all perfect.
Sure.
But we can't take work and look at it as a negative, like dread going in on Monday and look forward to Friday, because that causes kind of a negative look at work. Work is positive. There's parts of our jobs that we enjoy, and we have to shift from saying, work's a bad thing to work is a good thing. Now, in retirement, there's certainly things we're going to enjoy not doing that we had to do before,
sure.
But we have to shift to see work as a positive and look at the positive aspects of what work does. I have asked now hundreds of people this question: what was your favorite day at work? And I have never gotten the answer, well, it's payday. It's always payday. That's all I look forward to. It's almost always, when did I make a difference in somebody's life? Whether you're a teacher, it's when that teacher had that moment where a kid really caught it, right? If I'm a builder, it's when, you know, I finished some project, was able to use my hands, and somebody benefited from that. Whatever it is, we have to look to our positive aspect of work. So the mindset shift that we're talking about retirement really starts looking at work differently. And looks at keeping those positive parts of our work life in our retirement life. So we're going to cover so much more of this. I really just get excited. I mean, talking faster than normal on the radio show today. Sorry about that. Yeah. But I just get so excited and passionate about this side of retirement planning that I just think too many people look at this thing all backwards. We've got to start with just looking at work and retirement together and make a shift.
The book is called Repurpose: The Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you want to check it out, we encourage you to do so. You can actually get the first two chapters of it free just by going to our website, taichesfinancial.com. You'll see a little button in the upper right-hand corner that says Heard Us on the Radio. Click on that and give us your name and email. I will personally send you the first two chapters of Repurpose right to your inbox. Totally free. Ben, thank you so much. We're going to talk much more about this in the weeks ahead. I'm Jared Sebesta, joining you on this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Taegis Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at taegisfinancial.com. Taegis Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through Avantex Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantex Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantex Insurance Agency. Taegis Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.